This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. There may be no trickier feat in all of television than crafting the spin-off. Launching a new series with a character from a beloved show may have worked for Frasier and the Jeffersons, but there are plenty of flops. Remember Joni Loves Chachi? How about After MASH? Those failures have not daunted NBC, though. Tonight, the network introduces Joey, a spin-off of its MASH hit Friends. Day-to-Day television critic Andrew Wallenstein has this review.
At first blush, building a sitcom around the Friends character Joey Tribbiani doesn't seem smart. Even years before Friends ended, the show seemed to have reached a state of creative exhaustion. The characters had grown so lovably familiar, they could spend an episode discussing Jennifer Aniston's hair, and viewers would have found it funny. In addition, Matt LeBlanc's Joey probably isn't the logical choice to get his own series. Personally, I would have rather followed the exploits of Chandler and Monica as they embarked on a whole new adventure, parenthood. Joey had always seemed less three-dimensional than the others, just one-note jokes about his stupidity. Well, imagine my surprise to discover this dimbulb still has plenty of wattage left. Joey is easily the funniest new sitcom of the fall season. That may not mean much in these comedy challenge times, but it is quite an accomplishment given the delicate art of the spinoff.
Look over there.
Is that the middle of the Hollywood sign?
That is the Hollywood sign.
I can see the Hollywood sign! And into that woman's bathroom. And now she sees me looking, "Hi, neighbor!"
Joey succeeds in making the transition by giving the title character a story worth continuing and with new characters that won't pale in comparison to old co-stars. Playing Joey's sister is Drea De Matteo. Remember, she played the mob princess Adriana from The Sopranos. She might seem like an odd choice given she is best known for a dramatic role, but she actually gave the HBO show some of its most comic moments, right down to the pronunciation of her boyfriend's name, Christopher. So it shouldn't come as a surprise she already seems a sitcom pro, driving her brother Joey over the edge.
Anyway, she got me offers from two new shows.
Wow, what are they?
Well, the first one's about a bunch of male nurses, and I wasn't really crazy about that one. I mean, I've already been a brain surgeon. I don't think my fans buy me as a nurse.
Well, they bought you as a brain surgeon. They're pretty understanding.
Jennifer Coolidge plays Joey's agent, Bobby, a compulsively blunt shrew who can't help but destroy her client's self-confidence. Her one scene in the pilot episode nearly steals the show. While Joey is impressive, NBC's Frasier is still the patron saint of the spinoff. That series reinvigorated the life of Frasier Crane by sending him from Boston to Seattle and surrounding him with his family rather than the barflies at Cheers. Frasier is clearly the template for Joey, who bids goodbye to New York to be with his family in Los Angeles, where he pursues his acting career. It's a perfectly organic evolution in the character's life, so it doesn't feel forced. And LeBlanc is surrounded with some terrific supporting actors that in time may just make us forget the likes of Chandler and Monica.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter. The new sitcom Joey premieres tonight on NBC.